a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, October 8th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. And good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm hanging in pretty well for a less young man. That's what I'm going to say, a less young man.
Lesser young man.
Because I'm, again, 66 and got a little wear and tear, but overall the machine is still rolling on pretty well.
I don't think you're a lesser. You're just less.
Lesser. I'm less young.
Yeah.
That is so much better sounding than older or old.
Well, you could just say you're old as you've ever been and as young as you'll ever be.
That's something off the Beverly Hillbillies, isn't it?
I don't know, probably. But Eastridge will.
No, Jethro told Granny, you know, you'll never live old enough to look your age. Think about that. That's pretty harsh. You'll never live long enough to look your age.
What's more impressive is the fact you remember a quote from the Beverly Hillbillies and forgot where you put your keys this morning. But yeah. You keep going down that road. I love it. I got a question for you in a minute.
Okay.
But it's a question from a friend of mine that I was instructed to ask Ed Jones when you were on the next time I saw you.
Well, good. We got to cover. I do want to cover today some topics a little on COVID and how you can get these free test kits that was just announced, and on many different topics, one of which, again, about 2 weeks ago, I did a little summary of what advice I gave someone on their health question or health consultation. I have a very interesting one on an 88-year-old gentleman who was feeling like he's 40 all the time. He went to the walk-in clinic due to a little bit of discomfort, and one day later told he has 2 months to live with cancer that's eating his body up. And he doctors sent him immediately to an oncologist for chemo. I will tell you in segment three what my take on that whole story was. He was a long-term customer and client, so it was very
interesting. That's terrifying.
Very, and it can be.
Because
Out of the clear blue, something comes wheeling in and knocking you out.
I'm going to sit out the third segment. I do not want to hear this one.
No, you won't.
Oh, my God.
You will not.
I'll be here.
You won't get your salary of your Dasani water.
The mini Dasani. It's not even the big one. It's just
I know, tiny Sean.
Sean's skimping on
us. We got the kind of pay cut between the big Dasanis to the small ones.
I think what was happening is he was seeing a bunch of them half drank and thrown away.
He was. Oh, I know he was.
Hey, do you want me to ask me my question real quick?
Yeah, that would be good.
Someone, a friend of mine who's in his 70s, said, hey, I'm pretty healthy. I eat okay. I'm exercising. He's super busy, super active as far as business goes still. He goes, but I wonder if there is something I can take to help me with my memory. That was his question.
There's so freaking much that can help people with cognitive decline. Mm-hmm. The key is, one, there are multiple reasons for cognitive decline. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't want to keep repeating the same book that I have now finished, Dr. Peter Attia's on Outlive. The whole section on sleep talks about the importance of deep and REM sleep to maintain cognitive function.
He wears a CPAP.
That doesn't mean he's getting deep and REM sleep.
Okay.
Again, we go back to the sleep monitors, which are several now. I'm doing the Aura Ring, finding out that I have about 5 to 8 minutes of deep sleep, but unless I do the right things. And in fact, I'm glad you brought it up because I'm segueing into this. I did a 30-minute podcast on the true protocols and reasons for lack of sleep, which is not addressed by almost anyone, and it will be posted in the next 1 to 2 days. So it's a kind of a training program of how do we regain sleep. But secondly, there's so much that can affect the clarity of the mind, and one is lack of sleep keeps you from dumping the poisons out of your brain. It actually damages some of the brain toxins that normally can be flushed out. They can't do it when you don't have deep sleep.
You're so much better. I just told him ginkgo. You can go below, but
well,
I mean, you know,
that's like,
that's what I know.
Well, that's one of many.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they're all work on different mechanisms. So,
he just needs to come talk to you.
And I did a great podcast on Dale Bredesen, who's a physician neurologist that has the protocol for Alzheimer's, which also seems to work for dementia.
Huh.
Is declining memory, dementia, or Alzheimer's. We won't know that, but it is declining and it can be addressed on many levels. So,
okay.
One other thing you can address is your hunger. I stopped in and ate at Fiesta Mexicano on 4021 Hickson Pike, and mm-hmm. we had an amazing Mexican meal. I was just so impressed with the cleanliness and the food and the taste. Just recommending Fiesta Mexicano on Hickson Pike. And I know this doesn't have to do with health, but I'm here to help empower people. I don't know if you've ever tried to call a Verizon outlet. It's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. You cannot get to your local Verizon phone number, and you go round and round and round. But I have Verizon. It's just going to be the way it is. They're pretty good overall.
All right.
But when you have an issue, it's awful. Well, I found a guy named Anthony, and I don't know how we got connected, but I have his personal number. I just got a new iPhone.
Is he going to let you give it out? What are you doing?
He's
going to
let me give the number out.
No, he's not.
I texted him 3 days ago and said, or maybe 7 days ago, when is the new iPhone coming out? He said, "It's we can place orders now." On a text message, I took care of everything in about 7 minutes. I got my new iPhone. I went to Anthony on an appointment that I made through a text message with this fella.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely a genius. He's a genius with this technology. His name is Anthony. He's at 423-208-5636, and I asked him if I could do that. He said, yes,
wow.
I will take care of people's problems on their cell phone. He's at Udawah and on Gunbarrel Road on a rotating basis. So hooray for Anthony. He helped me immensely because it is frustrating because our life, we are connected by the cord of our cell phone.
We may not like it, but we do.
May not.
I had this. So to your point, years ago, I was with Sprint before we got sold. I had a guy's number that did the same
thing
through Sprint, local guy. His name was Austin, and he was like, dude, here's my number if you got a problem. And I never darkened the door of a Sprint building again. I just, everything I had, he goes, do this, do that, and do that. I'm like, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, may I have another?
Again, I talk about creating a team. And you know what? I'm throwing in there your cell phone team.
Well, it's just, I hate to say this, but in the world we live in, if we can reduce our stress a little bit here and there and save it in the bank for when things really get bad, then that's just takes its convenience. That's a big deal now. You know,
we're convenient society. Mediocrity is the name of the game in most industries today.
Yeah.
I want exceptional. Anthony's exceptional.
Like that. Way to go, Anthony.
Way to go, Anthony's right.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I went on Channel 3, Katie and I did a week ago, because I want to always speak my mind, I guess I will say, and it was happened to do with an article that was written about 10 days ago, or maybe at this time, about 15 days ago in the Free Press, and some articles from physicians warning of the triple epidemic coming this fall or this winter with the cold weather. And we're talking about the combination of RSV, flu, and COVID.
Right.
And so I spoke a little bit, I think, about this last week, but it's now on Facebook. So if you go on Vital Health Radio Facebook, you can click the link and watch the about 8 minutes of Katie and I. And the whole concept of this was, and I don't know how I stumbled upon this quote, but it was so appropriate. I'll see if I can remember it as well as I did the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
It was John F. Kennedy said, "The time to repair a roof is when the sun is shining."
Oh, yeah.
I loved that in the equation of COVID, RSV, and flu, because all the advice from these physicians were basically nothing except get a vaccine. Why don't we repair the low vitamin D? Why don't we repair the sleep? Why don't we know and educate people that too many carbohydrates are going to weaken the immune system? Blank, blank, blank. Because it's not part of a corporate policy.
It's health, not medicine. You're talking health.
Perfect. Again, you said it. And yes, it's medicine. They're selling something.
And one thing you've always said, it doesn't guarantee you don't get sick. And that's the thing. I think sometimes we think, I'm either going to get very sick,
yes,
or I'm not going to get sick at all. The odds are you get sick with something. It's how does my body, is it a super, do I get really, really bad, or do I fight it off in a normal way and it's just a version, a milder version of what it could have been? You know, the less weight I carry, the less stress I have on my body, the more energy my body has to fight the stuff that's trying to take me down.
Yep.
And it's just, it's self-fulfilling there.
And you know, as bad as the numbers look when it comes to the health of this society, especially in the southern states, I am always been, even when I was, and he may be part of my legacy, I don't know, because I, when I was 6 years old, I so remember watching Jack LaLanne on TV with his German Shepherd. Well, Memorial Hospital and myself partnered several years ago, probably about 14, to bring Jack LaLanne here before he passed away, and he spoke at Hamilton Place Mall. But when I started looking up the Jack LaLanne story again, because I wanted to see about one of his records that he had set, but what I found on some of the writings that and speakings that he did, I love this. Okay, this is in 1960, Clint.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, Jack LaLanne is saying, people are the fattest they have ever been because they eat too much fast food and don't exercise enough. It said he, being Jack, is angry at superstar athletes who pitch hamburgers and soda on TV, since it's impressionable children wanting to eat what their sport heroes eat, and they will suffer as a result. Jack LaLanne show went national in 1959 and ran for 34 years in the United States, Europe, and Russia. LaLanne touted, you need at least 50 grams of protein every morning. Wow, what ahead of his time. People didn't even know what protein was back then. He invented many of the weightlifting machines that are in the gyms today. He ventured into national television doing 1,000 push-ups in 19 minutes. And his one of his famous quotes, other people work at dying, I work at living. Mm. He was a dynamic individual who practiced what he preached and found that the power of the knife and fork was still one of the most impressive parts of our life that can change everything. And this was 1960. I think about 1970 and 80 is like kind of the golden era. It wasn't. It's just we're so bad now that it kind of was in comparison. Man, how much worse are we? We are vastly worse. And here was Jack in 1960.
Well, just go back and look at the pictures on the beach in the 70s. Even in the 80s when we grew up, back when you said it wasn't the golden age. Maybe it wasn't. But it, the pictures of our community, just go pick a series of pictures. Mm-hmm. For the most part, in the United States, we as a society looked vastly different.
We looked and felt and acted and... really quickly, I had a gentleman. In fact, the guy we'll talk about, who's 88 in the third segment, it was so interesting. He was such a good storyteller. He said that he had to go to the hospital, like he talked about, and he couldn't find a parking space. Went to Park Ridge in Northgate, and he had to circle. He said, I went to visit some family at that same hospital 25 years ago, and the parking lot was always half empty. What has changed? Same parking lot, same hospital, but now you can't find a parking space. Back in 25 years ago, there was never filled. So that is the name of the game and the way we are living today. Mm. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have an amazing pediatrician, Dr. Litwin, who has found her home in Chattanooga practicing what I call integrative, more holistic, and common sense pediatrics to help children, not in acute situations, but in the chronic system that is the traditional system that's broke is not addressing it. Dr. Litwin, you will be amazed when you hear what she says. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be having her. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my co-host Clint Powell. And you know, when we have guests, which is probably about every other session,
right?
I sometimes get excited, but this one today, I'm over the top, over the clouds, because I love individuals who, one, have passion for, of course, similar to my passion, which is empowering people with knowledge, experience of healthcare, how to take care of themselves, how to make better decisions. And in the field of medicine, one of the more rare entities is a pediatrician who is kind of stepping out of the box. It's a scary place to be because of the corporate medicine model creates a lot of adversity on that. But today we have Dr. Litwin, who's a pediatrician here in Chattanooga, who is stepping out of the box to follow her heart passion that she will explain in Chattanooga. Welcome, Dr. Litwin.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Clint, so much for inviting me to talk about myself and my practice. I really appreciate the time and opportunity.
I like talking about myself. So does Clint. So we're going to not do that.
Do we like
Clint.
Talking about yourself?
We're not going to do that, Clint.
I like talking about you, too.
Oh, yeah. Make
but today
fun
we're
of.
Talking.
It's not talking. You make fun of me.
A little bit.
A little.
Yeah. But so, not with our guest, though, because she knows all the stuff.
Well, she does. And I love a pediatrician who understands more integrative health. So just tell people a little bit about yourself and why you seem to, or how you kind of open and crack the door open to a new way of practice.
Thanks. So I am a homegrown Tennessean. I was born in the Philippines, but I've been in the South essentially since I was 6 years old. I grew up in Cookeville, Tennessee, went to Tennessee Tech where I got my biochemistry degree. And then from there, I signed up with the Navy and they were able to send me to a civilian medical school, LMU in Harrogate. And then after that, I got to go on some military adventures. I did my intern year at the Naval Hospital in Portsmouth, got sent off to do some general medical officer adventures, basically as a general practitioner. And then I finished up my pediatric residency at Portsmouth at the Naval Hospital there. So getting out, my first duty stations, what we call our, you know, grown-up job after we finish our training, was at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. And that was a really interesting time for me because essentially the pandemic happened. You know, a few months after I started there, it was actually after I came back from a little stint in Guantanamo Bay, the sole pediatrician there, which was so fun. I always like to tell stories about that time there. But so going into the pandemic as a pediatrician, where it was a wild west and we didn't know how it was going to affect kids. We were all kind of just on standby, waiting in the emergency rooms and the hospital and the clinics. It was a great time of learning for me, especially for mental health in the pediatric population. So the wisdom I gained from that time was that support systems for kids and families, and especially for mental health, was very important. So I think one of the big takeaways from my time in the military was that your support systems and mental health are the big challenges that some families and a lot of families have in kind of like our modern society, and that having opportunities for families to establish good relationships in the healthcare field are really important. So getting out of military life, my family and I decided to set roots here in Chattanooga. My husband and I spent a lot of time here, and we said, this is where we're going to raise our family. And I did spend some time in the direct primary care world, and I think the benefit of that was realizing how time is not valued in medicine. Numbers are more of, you know, the goals whenever you are in, you know, traditional practices, and that's just kind of what primary care especially has devolved into. And I wanted to be able to practice medicine and take the time to get to know families and listen to them, because that's how you really empower people to make change, is investing that time to get to know them, to know what their goals are, and then setting them up with the best information that they're able and willing to work with to then improve their lives. So when I decided to branch out on my own, the big reason for that is not only am I board certified in pediatrics, I do have certifications in lifestyle medicine and obesity medicine. So preventative health is huge for me. And you cannot go over everything that I want to go over in that 10 or 15 minute block that traditional practices sometimes have to adhere to get all their numbers in. So, you know, versus 25, 30 patients a day. My goal is a busy day is if I could get 6 patients in a day, right?
Yeah.
So it's so different. And I know it's going to take the community a little bit of time to realize the value, the investment, because I am, I'm cash based. I call it value based.
There you go. I like that.
Well, it's value based. It's an investment.
It sounds a little bit like it's not just medicine, it's actually the health care.
Yes.
It's not medicine care, it's health care.
Yes.
That's a big difference.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how much does the average patient get with a normal physician these days?
As far as time? I know. You can Google it because I totally did. So the average is between 10 and 11 minutes sometimes.
Wow.
That is wild. And especially for adolescent visits, I will tell you, so at Camp Lejeune, our pediatrics clinic, we had to fight really hard to hold on to the 40-minute visits for adolescents, because you're supposed to establish rapport, ask about really sensitive questions related to, you know, sexual health, mental health, and they're supposed to tell you they're depressed or, you know, they have questions about other
in
stuff
11
in 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Get to know me and share your deep, dark inner
and,
secrets.
You know, make recommendations that I'm definitely going to listen to, and then I'll see you in a year. It's just not...
But that sets you up to almost have to use pharmaceuticals. Because people want something to see it changing,
right,
and that will happen with synthetic pharmaceuticals. And, you know, I've been, I guess, say, counseling clients for, out of 44 years, I will say actually about 25, I've been seriously sitting with people. They're, you know, by 30 minutes into a meeting, I'm just starting. The last 30 is when it actually starts to really create the magic, if there is some, and the recommendations that are more valid. So you are... you probably are about the only one in Chattanooga, aren't you?
I don't know of anyone else that is able to do it.
Or able, because you have to have a cash practice, because you will be ruled by the rules.
Correct.
If you have to take insurance. And the amount of children today, even compared to 1980, who are struggling in a system that's broke, it really is. That system can only take care of acute emergencies. And when they do that, they're marvelous. They're magical to take care of that. But in the long term of chronic health management, we need people. We need coaches. We need experts. And we're just the corporate mentality is not going to offer that. And you are doing that today.
Thank you.
So you're a hero in my mind.
And real quick, you're the expert. I've raised 3 kids, though. So I've done my share.
Bless you.
Yes. And please, please continue to do that. I have after effects of that, by the way. All my kids are grown now, but how many times have you had it in your room, you're talking with them, the same problem with a child has many different journeys to get there. So this kid may have looked the same as far as blood work or the issues they're having, but the journey they took to get to that problem or that issue is different. Maybe they have a different family, maybe they have a different raising, maybe they have different stressors. And again, back to the point, I'm not going to learn the difference in how you got to this point. I'm just now comparing blood work. I'm comparing symptoms. And like Ed said, here's the pill. See you in 6 months. Let me know if there's a problem. There's no dialogue with the parents of like, hey,
yes,
you tell me what you're seeing on your end, too. Yes. I would imagine that's part of it as well.
It is. It's so true. And, you know, what you're saying, if you have multiple children in the family, temperaments come into play with regards to how kids respond to discipline mm-hmm. or what their appetite is like. Yeah. So many nuanced things. And as a pediatrician, I think I love it so much. It's fascinating because not only are you taking care of the children, yeah. but inadvertently, you have to learn about the parents because what their background is, what their patterns of behavior, thinking and responding situations are, has an impact on their kids. And I guess it's a blessing and a curse for kids. They are so resilient that mm-hmm. sometimes mm-hmm. it's kind of just assumed, oh, they'll be fine. But especially in prenatal, I'm super passionate about maternal health. Prenatal, immediate, postpartum, newborn, early childhood, those are formative years. And as a pediatrician, I consider it so vital for families to have that support and training and encouragement to really evaluate how the entire family is doing, because that sets the rest of that child's life up, you know, yes. as far as how they eat, what they think about physical activity, what are their coping mechanisms for stress.
Well, and I know you enough to know from our conversations the value of the connection between foods, nutrition, the knife and fork, supplements, and the overall health physically yes. and mentally. But let me ask you this, because we got about 6-7 minutes left.
Okay.
But what is the patients that you are desiring to have? Because you're not an acute care pediatrician. You don't want to be, and you can't be.
No.
You can't do that and the other anyway. So what are the people you are desiring?
So I will tell you, I'll just give you examples of the families that mm-hmm. I've helped so far. So one of my first patient families was a family who has a daughter that was diagnosed with inflammatory bowel disease, and they wanted to have a conversation that was lengthy enough that they could really dive into her whole entire wellness, mm-hmm. basic wellness strategy. And so unearthing throughout, I guess, our two visits that we had, you know, there was some mental health things that probably mm-hmm. hadn't been addressed, and mm-hmm. you wouldn't have found that in a 10-minute appointment.
And that affects colon health.
Absolutely, absolutely. Chronic inflammation, I feel like that is such a huge battle in modern life. So chronic inflammation, chronic stress, huge things that you definitely have to address. And then another family I went to, it was a home visit, which was wonderful. 2.5-year-old parents hadn't had a decent night's sleep in about 2 months, and mm-hmm. they said, Dr. Litwin, can you come check out our house and, you know, make sure there's nothing else going on that we could fix
really?
Or do? And they have now had many nights where it's 8+ hours of sleep,
wow.
and they're consistent. And so that family specifically, it was really a lot of just juggling expectations of how much time it would take to for those strategies to work with regards to sleep. But I spent the entire hour there talking to them about their habits. And I looked at their daughter's room and said, that huge nightlight with the moon, probably not good for her melatonin mm-hmm, levels mm-hmm. when she wakes up at night. She has to have complete darkness when she goes to sleep. So those are just a couple of examples of troubleshooting and really getting to know family and making personalized recommendations that target
the
whatever their goal is. Yes.
All right, I got to ask two questions. One is
quick. I have one.
One question, and then first of all, it also trains the child on how to approach healthcare. Down their relationship mm-hmm. with their doctor is going to look different than ours did.
Yeah.
And did you say home visit?
I did say home visits. It's a reward.
Wow.
It's an honor and a great opportunity to really see what the family dynamics are.
You just don't hear that. And I was like, that's a right. Go ahead with your question, sir.
The one advantage to me having this show is I get free medical advice. So I'm asking you a question. Katie called me this morning. Katie's my daughter uh-huh. and really loves
yes,
you to death.
Oh.
You'd love each other. Uh-huh. So just quit looking at me that way, Clint. And Huddy, who's 2 years old, all of a sudden the couch just started absolute screaming and would not move his elbow at all. And he had nurse maid's elbow.
I mean,
I know all about adults and health. I know nothing
yes.
about little children. Tell me in 30 seconds
yes.
what we do next time and what that is.
So children have really lax tendons and ligaments, and if you fall a certain way, if you catch yourself falling, that elbow joint can come out of its socket. So there are different ways to reduce it manually, and I always say if you're able to get an x-ray just to confirm you corrected it, but there are maneuvers that mm-hmm. you can do
That's
to
what
essentially
happened.
Pop the elbow back into place, and then they usually, you know, shake it out and, you know, maybe a little bit sore, but otherwise they go right back to doing whatever it was that probably got them there in the first place.
Yeah.
And she saw him do nothing.
Yes.
She was with him. So it was He screamed like he's never screamed since he was born.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Kids can actually withstand a lot of pain. So think about any one of us, if a joint popped out of its socket, we would be, whoo.
Yeah.
Well, tell people about your locations, how they can access you, and maybe give, if you want, a little bit of ballpark pricing.
Yeah. So I am over around the corner from Nutrition World at 6245 Vance Road, Suite A. I am in a building with a lot of other amazing practitioners who are partnered with Nutrition World. And I have office visits available Monday and Tuesday, and otherwise Wednesday through Thursday, I offer home visits for families. And my ranges as far as prices, there are 30-minute slots available for those really targeted visits, but I tell people that hour is so wonderful, especially for that first visit where I'm getting to know your family and your child. That is where we find the gold, you know, nuggets as far as things that we can do to help improve their lives.
And what would be a phone number? What would
So happyhealthypediatrics.com is how you can learn more about me, send me a message, and even go ahead and just schedule an appointment if you're wanting to do
and
that.
And you could, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. What about children, overweight children, you're going to counsel?
Yes.
Right?
For sure.
Those maybe anxious and depressed?
Yes, we can definitely. So my target audiences, like I said, maternal health. So those who are interested in prenatal consults to talk about healthy pregnancies and postpartum plans. The newborn period is one of my favorites. I am about to launch a postpartum, essentially like a fourth trimester package where they're all home visits for the first couple of months, which
love
is
that.
Super exciting. And then athletes actually are something that is an area that I'm wanting to get more into as far as offering assistance for like recovery and, you know, that kind of stuff for athletes, just because I think the goals and expectations for athletes are just like ramping up. And I don't think there's enough time spent on, you know, good recovery, sleep and things like
My
that.
My daughter
nutrition.
Struggled with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then that leads to injuries and things like that.
She's
that can
still
last
dealing
for
with
a life.
Today,
yeah, exactly.
And what's your website?
www.happyhealthypediatrics.com.
That is awesome.
Thank
Super
you.
Duper. I'm so excited. We're going to launch you to the moon. I hope you're ready.
Thanks, Ed. I appreciate it.
All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I've got many, many notes I want to cover to, again, empower you for your own health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder
each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
A great radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Join Chris Goforth and Randy McMichael for College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty, each Friday at 7 p.m. on Rock 105 and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on 103.7 KISS FM. SEC football at its best.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And how about Clint? You tell them what your podcasts are. You're getting some really good numbers on a lot of your personal and business posting, but what are your podcasts?
Well, first I want to give you, say kudos to you. What a great guest. What a great partner in Dr. Lugwin. That was a great conversation.
Thank you.
Great conversation. Yeah. During the break podcast, conversations with great folks. And if you're looking for where Jeff Stiles from Talk Radio might have gone in the last few years, he's there with me. You can go check it out. The Crime Cast, former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. We talk all things policing, crime, old cases, new cases. And Dayfire Podcast with my buddy Dawson Wheeler, who is the founder of Rock Creek Outfitters, sold it a couple years ago. We've been podcasting with folks from all around the country and the world, really. For the last 3 or 4 years. And of Buying for the People, my buddy Eric Buchanan, attorney. We talk about politics and headlines in the Constitution. Thank you, sir.
And when does Vital Health Radio get posted?
Vital Health comes out maybe on Mondays, but for sure every Tuesday to your favorite podcast platform. You just check out Vital Health Radio Download. Give us a listen. If you're on Apple, we sure would love a share and for sure a review. Reviews help us grow the podcast.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
One personal thing. Last Sunday, a lady friend and I were flying in my airplane, and something occurred that has never happened in 11 years. I don't think I've said this, have I? Because I think it was last Sunday.
So.
It was. And I lined up on the runway. I checked the air about 5 minutes, 10 minutes before as I was coming out of the hangar. Said runway 3 would be the right choice because you always take off in a headwind. I throttle up. I get to about 55 miles an hour or knots on the runway, and I did something that has never occurred or never had to be done. I've always been taught by very good instructors, and I love wisdom as much as I do knowledge, and I think wisdom serves me better than knowledge in many cases. Well, my intuition said something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Something's wrong with this plane. We need to abort this, and so I pulled the throttle back. A little bit unnerving because I've never done that before. And come to find out, the wind had shifted 180 degrees in a matter of about 7 minutes. That means I had a tailwind instead of a headwind. Those are dangerous situations.
Tell everybody why that's important real quick.
Because the wind that goes over the wing is what creates lift. When you have a headwind, you have more lift because you have more wind crossing over and creating lift. With a tailwind, you have far less. So if you're going 80 knots and you have a tailwind, you might be going 60.
Well, it's counterintuitive. You think the wind behind you would help.
Nope.
It's actually the rub in the front. And the reason I brought that up is sometimes in life, you want to go into issues. Sometimes the real growth, the way you take off, is going into issues.
There you go.
I love that.
See, I was going to also spin that into life.
Yeah,
no.
Go for it. Yeah.
That is perfect.
Yeah.
I think the biggest lesson for me is, again, to respect intuition.
Yeah.
Because it's about 30% wrong and 70% right. Well, those are pretty dang good odds. I want to talk about my new billboard real quick.
Yeah.
It is create a little bit of stir. I'm going to produce two of these, one of which will be one that's up now, which says French fries equals number one unhealthiest food. And reason is because I'm not going to go through all the reasons. I did an Instagram on the reasons. Did you know that the McDonald's and the commercial places, they have to request a certain potato called a russet Burbank?
Yeah.
And they also have a strong requirement. You cannot have any dark spots on the potatoes. Well,
no
guess
blemishes.
How they accomplish that?
Let me guess. Let me put on my not Ed Jones, not holistic.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of artificial chemical or process that is not healthy.
Okay, there's a bug called an aphid. You know what an aphid is? I don't know much about gardening and bugs, but aphids eat things a lot. And the chemical they have to spray on that requires the farmer to not walk in the field where it was sprayed for 5 solid days. That's how toxic that chemical is. So they are using that. McDonald's has 14 ingredients in their French fries. Second thing, and Dr. Saladino, who I love to death on Instagram and other things, he says the number one most toxic food that's creating disease in this country is seed oils. What are seed oils? Canola, peanut, soybean, safflower. All these are the oils that, when they're superheated, cause cellular damage to our body. So you have a food, and also potatoes are a nightshade food. What are nightshade foods? Nightshade foods can cause an autoimmune reaction of pain in a small percentage of people. So you have a food that might in its own healthy, natural state be okay to eat, but not when you combine it with seed oils and chemicals of the level that they're putting on there.
Did you know that in the United States, McDonald's uses 3 times as many chemicals on their French fries as they do in England?
I did not know that.
So England's French fries only have 5 things that they use for their French fries.
I wonder what oil they're using, because we
can find out.
We
right
need
now
to be using beef tallow, which we sell at Nutrition World, or actually lard or coconut oil, because those oils do not damage as seed oils do. So there's, and, but my billboard is pretty cool. But the, guess what? The second billboard will be next week. What do you got to guess that, Clint? With you and
you
me?
Don't say pizza.
No, it's donuts, dummy.
I don't eat donuts much anymore. If I eat donuts, I go down the, I'm an official addict of donuts. If I have one, I'm a dozen.
You fought for the rights of donuts for quite some time.
And I still believe in donuts. Okay. I'm a donut believer. And I believe in your right to carry donuts. I think it's like this.
That's a good one.
It's the Second Amendment, like the Part B. Your right to carry donuts at all times. I used to carry them in a holster and just pull them out and quick draw. But if I have this is no lie. If I have a donut, I'm having 6 donuts, and I kid you not.
I know. Yeah.
I hate to be that guy, but that's me.
And I will say, you are getting in really good shape, so I know you're not going to have the donut and compromise.
Might not
have
talked about it. Thanks, Ed.
Yeah.
You're like a gateway conversation.
Hey, this is interesting. Researchers seeking a connection between smell and the central nervous system discovered that if you will inhale menthol, not cigarettes, menthol essential oils, it will improve the cognition in healthy animals and those with neurodegenerative diseases. This was research from the CIMA University, CIMA, and it was published in a paper of immunology. And also peppermint oil is associated with, of course, relieving nausea, pain, stomach, and respiratory symptoms. I carry a little bottle of actually I have it right here with me.
Of course you do. Of course you do. I've got a donut in my pocket too, Ed.
Yeah, you do. Of course you do.
Pull them out. Hey, real quick, keep finishing your point, but then I found the oils they use at McDonald's in England.
I want to know. Because again, the power of essential oils are incredibly underestimated if you get good quality. And menthol would be something to spark. And rosemary. Those two will spark your memory within 1 minute if you inhale them. They don't last hours, but they're a good little tidbit to help you boost yourself.
So they use sunflower and rapeseed.
Rapeseed is canola oil, and it's so they're not using any better oils, but at least they went from 14 to 5 ingredients.
And the other ingredients are salt, the other two sounded pretty natural.
Well, here's this thing about salt.
They only use 3 ingredients there. So it's oil, salt, and potatoes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what they serve in
England.
And
see, it can be done, so they just won't choose to here for profit reasons. The salt they use in this country at McDonald's has 3 ingredients in it. One of those is a type of silicon, the unhealthy form, that actually is in silly putty.
I have a quick question on the oils, and I know you got a story you want to tell us about one of your customers, but would it be a huge price? I'm assuming it is, or they'd have done it. Could they switch over and use better oil at McDonald's with very little cost problems, or is it so much more expensive to use just, again, maybe not the best, but a slightly better oil?
There's not really slightly better, because the oils they would use are not politically correct by the people who preach
what
and teach.
What oil would you refer? What would
beef
be the
tallow, oil? Beef tallow or lard? The old oil, coconut, because they're stable. The heat does not bother those oils. The other oils are rancid by the time you heat them past 140, but you have to do that to fry things.
Yeah.
So it's not a good. We don't have a lot of options.
No, okay.
And
I was trying to help McDonald's out.
I know, but they're really stuck. So I'm not really faulting them.
I wonder if Burger King's
them.
That bad.
If what is?
Burger King. Because I love Burger King.
They're all made out of the same bad potatoes and the same bad oils. It won't matter.
I'm looking it up right now.
I mean, fly to England and get one with five ingredients.
I don't have a plane. I'm looking it up right now. But continue on.
Real quick, before I tell the story of Nick, I want to say on Vital Health Radio Facebook is a link. You can get 4 free COVID tests. Anyone in this country can right now. I've already signed up this morning because why not have them? You know, if I'm feeling under the weather, they are still very accurate for all the different versions, which we talked about last week, based on a recent medical study. These test kits have marked out of date, but the government has said they are good for 2 years after that. This shows you how the interest has waned, obviously, because they have a massive warehouse full of these test kits. But I give the government credit. At least they're going to dispense with them and not throw them away. Had a gentleman who's been shopping with me for about 15 years, him and his wife. I, of course, would never say a last name. First name, Nick. Wonderful older man, 88 years old. He told me he felt like he was 40, but he had a little aches and pains in his stomach. He goes to the walk-in clinic. Walk-in clinic says, I'd rather you go to the emergency room. He goes to the emergency room. The next day, they come in and say, you have a lot of cancer. We don't even know where it originated, but you are eat up with cancer, and you have about 2 months to live. Goes to an oncologist. The oncologist says, well, we can start chemo as soon as you possibly can get in, which has to be quickly. And he's sitting there walking into a room full of tons of recliners with all people with IVs, which is a very sad situation. And he wants to know my opinion. First off, I get him to sign a form that says, I'm not your doctor, not treating you. There's no other way legally we can give advice. I'm not giving him medical advice. I'm giving him ways to empower his way to learn. I refer him, and I get printed off the papers from Dr. Greger at nutritionfacts.org, which I posted on Vital Health Radio Facebook about the recent studies of chemotherapy. Chemotherapy, and when you read this study, you would never come close to it, especially for a man of this age or a woman. And I said, you feel pretty good still? He said, I feel really good. He said, I don't have fatigue. I eat well. My appetite's great. I said, that will be the very last time in your entire life you will ever be able to say that the minute they stick that IV in you. I want you to consider the facts. Here they are. Go back and see your doctor and make a good, intuitive, wise decision. And he was set such great peace with the fact of saying, I've lived 88 great years, and I believe that food can change the outcome of where I am right now. Not cure it, but they told me that I could eat anything I want during chemo. I said, yeah, they do. They send people to Steak and Shake, even though we know sugar feeds cancer. How do we know that? Because the test that every human got in this country to see it light up on a panel was the sugar they put into the liquid that they injected with radioactive tracers. And guess where it goes? The sugar goes directly to the cancer cell. That's how they find that you actually have it. So they cannot deny that cancer cells love sugar. But this is just a sad situation.
Yeah.
And it is all the way around. I don't know if it would probably give you quantity of life, but it will certainly degrade your quality of life from the very moment you do it. I'm here to help in any way I can, but here we go. So I will let you know the update on Nick as the weeks go on.
Yeah, my grandfather went through cancer, and he thought he licked it the first time when he was 74, 75, mm-hmm. and it came back when he was 75. He passed away when he was, I think he was 76 when he passed away, and about halfway through his second round of chemo, he'd lost his hair, mm-hmm. and he was a big old John Wayne dude. And he was a shell, and he just told us he was
a shell.
He said, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go out on my terms as much as possible.
Love it. And I love that bravery.
I do too, but I told you before, this is terrifying, but that's part of life.
Well,
life is terribly wonderful.
Most of the things that we think are going to get us that we worry for decades generally is not the one that comes out of the darkness that
slaps
us.
I worry about all of them.
Oh,
so
you do?
Life's
okay.
going to come up. I guess I'm going to go
You're
out.
You're going to be ready then.
No, I'm going to go out in a very unique way then. Life's going to go, and... Oh. Here's a jet engine plane into your middle of your house or something. Because
you've covered all the normal
bases. I've covered everything else as a worry that has me no good. No. Me and God talk often about stuff. So, but here's what I know, though. I don't care how much you pray. Mother Nature and Father Time, undefeated. So far. Yeah.
There's only one
that beat it. And
I'm going to test it with rapamycin from last week's show. So, okay.
Well, good.
Just be around and you can watch and learn.
Until I'm gone. Yeah, go ahead.
Here's another death quote.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And this was looked at 2.3 million people. Mm-hmm. You are 13.8% more likely to die on your birthday than any other day of the year. Now, I thought about that, and I thought, why would that be? And I think maybe some of it is a skewed number because how many 16-year-olds get a car on their birthday?
No.
I'll
be honest with you. I think it's stress. Most people die. I think if you look at it, Mondays are a bad day for heart attacks and death. I would bet. Think about it. If you get to be a certain age, you don't tell people you're worried about it, but you're worried about your birthday. You told me that there's big birthdays, I think, or Jeff Styles, about people passed away, and you pass those milestones yourself. I think it's stress. There's when you have a lot of birthday parties. I think it's stress. That's what I think.
I think it's the birthday parties that have alcohol that people
maybe
indulge. I don't worry about my birthday.
I don't either. I've never worried about my birthday. The one that bothered me the most is gone now.
Which was?
55. The one I'm at now. I'm 56 in a couple of months. 55 actually bothered me a little bit. I've never been bothered really at all. It just bothered me a little bit. And then I was like, okay, well, I can't do anything.
Well, you've said that three times, so it bothered you more than a little bit.
Wow. Way to point that out, Ed. Wow. You're a ride or die partner, man. Way to go.
I'll take care of my buddy.
Here comes the bus, and there goes Clint.
I love you, brother.
Yeah, I know you do.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a couple words of wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Are you ready for Southeastern College Football? College Football Radio, presented by Medicare MISTI, is the SEC at its best. Join Chris Goforth and Randy McMichael each Friday at 7 p.m. on Rock 105 and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on 103.7 KISS FM. They'll get you ready for college football game day. Check out our website, collegefootballradio.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, again, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Love reading inspirational words. They touch me very deeply, and the older I get, I think the more impact they have on my life, my quality, my contentment, my joy. And again, creating a team as we gradually get older, I think is, again, extremely important. And part of that is the people you read and listen to on audiobooks. And Philo Thoughts on Facebook, P-H-I-L-O, post some of the most touching writings. This was by Jack London. I would rather be ashes than dust. I would rather that my spark should burn out in a brilliant blaze than it should be stifled by dry rot. I would rather be a superb meteor, every atom of me in magnificent glow, than a sleepy and permanent planet. The function of man is to live, not to exist, and I shall not waste my days trying to prolong them. I shall use my time. Up to a certain point, it is necessary for a man to live his life in the world in which he finds himself and to make the best of it. But beyond that point, he must create a world of his own. And the greatest thing about life is that it is always giving us the opportunity to create something new. It is never too late to start over, to make a fresh beginning, to blaze a new trail. Life is short, and we have but a brief time in which to explore, to learn, to experience, and to create. Let us make the most of that time, and let us burn brightly, like meteors across the night sky, leaving behind us a trail of light and inspiration for those who come after us. I like that so well, and I think it's very appropriate, speaking of the client, Nick, who is at the end of his life.
Yeah.
Because the part of this that I find such wisdom is there's a part of life that we have certain responsibilities, as he speaks on this poem, that you just have to do. But then there's a part of where does the heart and following the bliss come in, and most people never open to that.
Well, I know we're running up on the end. I'll say these two things. One is I think people should understand that we are all living at the end of our lives. You don't know.
Bingo.
That's just it. That's the key. Act that way when you're 30 or 80, and you'll have a good life. And the second thing is, it's not what you're leaving behind for your kids. It's the legacy, which is not just your money. It's the things, it's how you've taught your kids to live. That's the legacy. That's the true legacy, not just the finances.
Amen. Amen, brother. And that usually comes with some age and a lot of stories within us that we live to learn
those. A lot of screw-ups. Yeah, a lot of failures. Yeah.
Yep. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.